Good morning. I'm going to apologize about my voice. It sounds worse than it feels. I would like to discuss the halachas of raining on the first night of Sukkot in regards to the mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah. We mentioned last year in the halachas of yeshivas of the Sukkah, there's a machlokas rishonim in the first night of Sukkot whether one has to eat a kazayas or a kebeya void. In general, the halacha of eating in the Sukkah is a kebeya void. The first night of Sukkot, we learn out that there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, just like there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. We learn out Gezeira Shava, it says Chamisha Osir by Pesach, it says Chamisha Osir by Sukkot. By Pesach, it's a kazayas. So by Sukkot, do we say the chiyuv that we learn out that the first night is also a kazayas, or it's a kebeya void? That machloikas also includes a second issue. Is the repetur of mitztayer? There's a halacha in sukkah that if a person is uncomfortable sitting in the sukkah, he's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So if it's raining, a person is mitztayer, he's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. See, if you understand that the mitzvah to eat in the first night of sukkah is a kebeya void, it means you're saying even though you learn it's a chiyev, but it follows the rules of sukkah. So it's not enough of a kazayas. That also means that on the other end, there's a patur of mitztayer. If a person is uncomfortable, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. If, however, you learn it's a kazayas, so you're learning out from Pesach. It's not the regular chiyuv of sukkah, because the chiyuv of sukkah is a kebeya void. This is a new din that a person has to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. So the Rishonim assume that'll be even if a person is a mitztayer, or even if he's raining, he has a chiyuv to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. So therefore, since it's a machlokas rishonim, person, even if it's raining, a person has a chiyuv, suffik deraisa, a person has a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, a kazayas. He will not say leishe b'sukkah, because according to some rishonim, he's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So, based on that, we would say that a person should come home, make kiddush in the sukkah, wash, have intent to finish the meal inside the house, eat a kazayas in the sukkah, even though it's raining, and then move inside the house. Finish off the meal in the house and bench in the house. However, the Mishnah Berurah raises the point that if it's possible it's going to stop raining, so why should we make the meal now and do this mitzvah in a questionable way? If we can wait a little bit, and then the rain will stop, and a person will be able to be mekayem the mitzvah properly. So a person should wait before he starts the meal to see if it's going to stop raining. If it's clear from the way the weather patterns are going, it's a slow, steady rain which has been going for hours, and there's no reason to believe it's going to stop, a person does not have to wait. If it's a sporadic type of rain, a person should wait. How long should he wait? So the Mishnah Berurah brings up to the point of waiting till Chatzos, a person should wait. However, he does say if a person that is going to affect his Simchas Yom Tov, there are guests which are there, which are, especially if they're aniyim, there's a mitzvah to feed them right away, or you have young children, and waiting is going to be a burden. So a person should not wait anymore. A person should do, as we said, make kiddush in the sukkah and say the shechiyanu in the sukkah. This way, the bracha of shechiyanu will be going not only on the yom but also on the sukkah. Not say lay shave, wash and eat a kazayas with intent to finish off his meal inside. Go inside and finish off the meal. Now, let's say a person did that. And later in the evening, he realizes that the rain has stopped. So according to the Rishonim, that the mitzvah is either kazayas, whether it's raining or not, he's eaten in the sukkah and fulfilled his mitzvah. According to the Rishonim, that the mitzvah is either kebeya void in the sukkah, which is comfortable, he has not done the mitzvah yet. So now you have a suffix to raisa. So in that situation, even though a person has benched already, a person should wash again, should go out to the sukkah and wash, and say Hamotzi en Leishay b'sukkah, and eat a kebeah v'oidim, and then bench. If the sukkah is still uncomfortable, even though it's the rain has stopped, if it's still dripping in, it's still uncomfortable, then he has no chiyuv to do so. So a person has a cover which kept his sukkah dry, and he opens the cover and the sukkah is dry, so he can do this. If it's dripping in, it's still, it's moist, it's very uncomfortable still, so the person is not mechiyuv to do that. Mishabur says, let's say in the middle of the night, a person woke up, he went to bed already, and he realizes that it has stopped raining. He's not mechiyuv to go out to the sukkah at that point in time, but it is meritorious for him to do so. Chayyadim said that it is, if a person will do so, it's considered a mitzvah, so it's proper to push yourself to do so, but it's not a chiyuv. We should be zaycha that we should mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah as the Baruch Hu wishes us to do so. We should zaycha that we mekayim the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Have a good Yom Tov.